Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
I know of no other cause in which so many people will give so much of themselves to help others they will never meet. Young women facing a difficult time in their lives, unborn children, elderly citizens, and the disabled. When pro-lifers write out a check or give of their time, their talents, and abilities, they are doing remarkable things. National Right to Life, our 50 state affiliates and 3,000 chapters, are able to continue and make great advancements because of the wonderful volunteers, the people who give so much of themselves to help people they will never meet. There are many volunteer heroes in the pro-life movement, and I've had the honor and privilege to work with many of these dedicated men and women in my work with the Right to Life movement. Starting tomorrow, we'll be launching a new series on pro-life perspective that highlights some of these dedicated heroes of our movement. The late Bob Casey, former governor of Pennsylvania, said, "In the long term, our cultural unease with abortion, this refusal to drop the subject, is our most hopeful sign of health. Other countries, sadly, have more or less learned to live with it. They don't see it as anything to get worked up about. But not here. This thing, this horrible thing, so contrary to our ideals, our inclusiveness, our kindness, our love for one another, has been grafted onto American society. But it is not a functioning organ. It won't take. It won't heal. The body rejects it. Our pro-life volunteers are the reason this country is still worked up about abortion. They are the reason we've made political and legislative gains. They are the reason more and more Americans are identifying themselves as pro-life and rejecting the idea of unlimited abortion on demand. The men and women who sacrificially volunteer for the pro-life movement in whatever capacity they are able are the reason why this country has refused to drop the subject. Let's look at some of what we are able to accomplish because of hardworking, selfless volunteers all over the country. Volunteers organize our chapters and keep them going. The chapters do many activities within their communities, setting up and staffing booths at county and state fairs from California to North Dakota to Illinois to Virginia and everywhere in between. Or cultural festivities like the Pinto Bean Fiesta or the Presho Farm and Home Show. They work with their area churches to provide information to churchgoers. The chapter has speakers for churches, schools, and organizations looking for a presentation. They distribute literature before elections and lobby elected officials after the elections. The chapters may organize programs for young people and run a teen oratory contest, sending their local winner to a state contest who may eventually end up at our national oratory contest. Individual volunteers may make phone calls or stuff envelopes or provide goodies for a chapter meeting. Many pro-lifers volunteer for pregnancy resource centers, answering pregnancy helplines or giving love and support to women going through a difficult time in their lives. National Right to Life, our state affiliates, and local chapters are stronger because of our wonderful volunteers. They help make the Right to Life movement the most powerful, most vibrant, most diverse social movement in our nation today. And every so often, we're going to introduce you to them. Edmund Everett Hale stated, "I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do." We have volunteers who maybe can't do everything, but they use their talents and abilities to do the something they can do. Join me tomorrow as we kick off our volunteer series with Betty and John Eikensier of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the invaluable work they do with our state affiliate, Right to Life Committee of New Mexico.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.